Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. The sprawling branches of the old apple tree shaded members of the Grants Pass Commercial Club in 1909 while they listened to its story. Speaker Charles E. Short said the tree had been planted in 1853 in a Merlin industrial area. Short said a longtime resident, Mrs. Caroline Sexton, whose family settled at the base of Sexton Mountain, told him Lewis Haynes and her husband bought trees when nursery stock came through from the Willamette Valley. She said the Haynes family settled along a creek about 6 miles south of the Sextons. 2 years after planting the apple tree, the Rogue River Indian War broke out. Haynes took his wife and children to stay at the Sextons' place while he went back to finish building a fence. 2 weeks later, with no sign of trouble, Haynes took his family home, where Indians seeking revenge for attacks on their tribe killed Haynes and his son and kidnapped his wife and daughter. In March 2016, the Umpqua Joe chapter of the fraternal organization known as E. Clampus Vitus installed a permanent historical marker at the site of the Haynes family apple tree, just in time for its 163rd blooming. Today's episode of As It was written by Linda Dempster, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.